Happy Wednesday. This is Ozarks at Large. Magic of Machines is the latest album from The Crumbs, and Saturday, the Fort Smith bass band will celebrate their new project with a concert at Prairie Street Live. Jeff Schultes and Brandon Patterson, two members of the group, met in Patterson's backyard at sunset last week to speak via Zoom with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. Schultes says it's been a while since their last project, so it was time to record another album.
It's just like a collaboration of songs that we've, you know, we're always writing songs. So it was time. The last album we did was about 3 years ago, so it was time to try to record some more. So that's what we did.
We started the songs actually at a studio, Smith Tracks. And then right about the beginning of the pandemic, we had just started recording at Soul. We had, what, one session down?
Yeah, Soul Studios in Fort Smith is where we kind of restarted the project. And it was right before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then we had to put it on hold for, I think we started back up. We did our first session in maybe like January.
Yeah.
January, February, and then we had to pause, and we picked it back up around
on
July
March 17th. We did one that was the
week. March 17th,
and then we stopped until July.
Stopped until July, yeah, and then we just finished recording probably around August, September, mm-hmm. and then we just been kind of doing the final cuts and the mastering and everything. So,
and picking the order. That was my favorite part.
Well, what's so important about the order?
I don't know. But I like to think of it as like if you're going to go on a road trip and you want to listen to the whole record, you just want the songs to be in the right order for a good, I don't know.
A good flow.
About that? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, you want a good flow when you're listening to a record. So
I actually love that you brought that up because I wanted to ask you about the first song on the album, All Over Everywhere. I wanted to know exactly why you picked that one to be the first one on the album.
Well, that one, we loved the beginning. We had a friend of ours named Tom Ware who played slide guitar on that one for us. And he's got this really cool part that he does throughout the song. And the engineer, Anton, he kind of played with it a little bit and it kind of hits you right in the beginning. He plays the hook of the song. And so we just thought that would be a really good sort of kick off to the album, and it's got kind of a nice easy melody and pace to it. So good intro song.
It is traveling music. It sounds like you're getting in the car going for a
it's
song.
True. I can feel it in the air all over everywhere. Must be something in the water, I swear.
A couple more songs in, we have Laundromat. I don't know if a song can be about heartache can be fun, but I felt like it was. It was a really playful take on someone leaving you at the laundromat. And I really
that enjoyed that. Yeah, it is kind of a breakup song. You're right. that song, my dad had, a few years ago, my dad had written down on a cocktail napkin when he saw us play one time. He wrote, "She tore my heart right out of my body and stomped that sucker flat." And he like put it in the tip jar and he said, "You guys need to make that into a song." Well, we sat on it forever for years. And then I kind of revisited it and ended up writing the song. It's about working at a laundromat and being in college. And it's in work in the 90s, you know, before they built the tunnel from Fort Smith to Fayetteville. So there's a little bit of history there on it. But
there's the industrial laundromat at Fort Smith, right? Is that where you worked? Are you the guy in the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah. And then anyway, so Dave, our guitar player, he is a jazz guitarist. And he had, I wrote the song as just kind of a folky sort of song. And he wrote like a jazz guitar head over the chords. He thought it fit really well. And so we combined all that together, my dad's napkin and my little song and Dave's guitar part. And we sort of, and that's what it became. So we really love the track. We think it's a good one. We love that one. So.
And we still have the napkin.
Yeah.
You still have the napkin.
Oh, yeah.
She's up on the hill and I'm down in the fort. They're gonna build a tunnel one day. She's having brunch and I'm driving my Escort. Working for an honest pay. And I'm working for an honest pay. We gotta fill them cans and load that truck. Or Quimpy's gonna lose his cool. Been sweating all summer, down on my luck. I think I better stay in school. I think I better stay in school. Though, cause I stole my heart right out of my chest. Stomp that sucker fat. She's on with her boyfriend in Budapest. Working at the laundromat. She left me working at the laundromat.
I love the... that you explained the tunnel comment, because I heard it in the song and I was wondering about that, because I'm like, well, there is a tunnel now. And I what's been
but not when Jeff was in college.
Yes. So I appreciate the explanation. And what I noticed listening to the songs you sent me is that there are these mentions of places in Arkansas, like the tunnel or like Steel Creek, things like that. Was that intentional? You know, how did you decide to actually use real places in your songs?
Yeah, well, good question. I think that's what all songwriters do, I think, is you sing about, you know, your life and your experiences. And a lot of that is just like around us in this state, you know.
Yeah.
There's just so much to sing and write about.
Just happen to live around here, I guess.
And do you guys personally spend a lot of time outdoors? Because there was a bit of imagery about trees and the stars and the creek. And I mean, all very lovely things.
We did all that before we had kids all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that first song, yeah, All Over Everywhere, the one you're referencing, it's about beyond the Buffalo River. So, you know, that's definitely a lot of imagery in that song for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, and then we have Tree, where we talk about sitting under the tree.
That's right. Tree is a song that it's one of those songs that's been in our set list for like so many years. And we it was a song written by a friend of mine originally named Joel Pelfrey. He had written the chorus so long ago. It was probably to a different chord progression and a different melody altogether. But the song is sort of like evolved over the years, and I wrote some more verses to it, and then we started performing it. And it's just one of those ones that just always stayed in the set list over the years. Like, we just love to play it. It's just a fun, feel-good song.
Shady Groove? Was it a Shady Groove song?
Yeah, it was the old Shady Groove song. We just, any bands we've been in, we always played that song. And so we really wanted to record it on the last record, but it didn't make it. And so we just knew we had to get it on this one, and we did. And I think the recording turned out really well. There's a video of the performance on our Facebook page, which is, it turned out really cool, that Grant at Soul Studios did for us. So,
did the song change at all when you went into the recording studio? I think I heard an organ on there.
Yeah.
And we added a lot. We added fiddle. I think, is there steel on that one too?
Maybe there. I think just keyboard and fiddle on that one. But yeah, it did sort of change a little bit. But if you heard us play it just as a three piece
at the bar,
you would hear
it sound pretty much like that without all the extras. But
yeah. It stays true to form.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I was thinking. It was you guys, but then there was just a little extra, and I wondered if that you had. Some fun when you went into the studio adding.
Yeah, we had so many guests. That should be, if you can remember everybody, Jeff, but we had some really spectacular people help us do this. That I don't know how we lucked into it, but Tom Ware, Gary Hutchison, help me out, Tabitha Graves,
Jarvis Holloway, Nick McFarland,
Jeremy Trobaugh on drums.
And but yes, like Brandon's saying, we had a lot of awesome local musicians help us out. So,
and the guys at Soul Studios were, you know,
they were fantastic.
Very instrumental, yes.
Sitting on a rock under a tree, it could be you or it could be me. The sky is blue, the sea is green, like it's made just for a king. I'm feeling kind of blue myself today. I got some green I could pass a day. I feel all right in my dreams. I feel all right, or so it seems.
So the result is this new album, 10 songs, called Magic of Machines. Tell me about the title.
Okay, this is good.
it's from one of the songs on the record. It's, I think it's towards the end. It's called Odyssey.
Yeah, that's an old song from Shady Groove, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And
but that lyric from that song got included in the song Fingers Bled.
Yes, from our first album.
Second album.
Our second album, yes.
Yeah, so that phrase has followed us around, and then we decided to put both of those. Well, we did Fingers Bled on the last record, Odyssey on this one, and it ties in with the cover art, actually. The reason it's a good title. Because yes. My 12-year-old, or my daughter, Hannah Patterson, who was 12 at the time, designed, it's a picture, it looks like a human child in a chair, but she's removing her face to reveal that she is not totally human. And we just thought Magic of Machines would fit with that art pretty well.
Yeah, it's pretty great art. She did a really nice job.
I will tell her you said so. Thank you.
Please do. I really like that. And people will get to have a little piece of that for themselves because you're actually producing a tangible CD that people can get their hands on, correct?
Yeah.
They may have no way to actually play it, but they'll at least
Toaster,
have it.
Frisbee.
And we're going to give them out for free at our release party at Prairie Street Live next week. So if you come buy a ticket, you'll at least go home with a commemorative CD that you may not be able to play.
No, that's great. Tell me more about the release party. Will you have an opening act?
It's on the 14th of this month, November, at Prairie Street Live and in Fayetteville. And Deepwood Media is going to live stream it from our Facebook page. So Jackson and all the crew there are really, really good at it. And so we're excited. It's going to be fun.
I don't think we have an opener, do we?
No opener. It's just going to be us. And hopefully the weather will be not too chilly. So, and it's their last one of the season. So November 14th will be, I think, is going to be their last one until spring. So
closing it out.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Congratulations on the new album, and I hope the release goes well. And thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about it.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Anytime.
That was Jeff Schultes and Brandon Patterson, two members of the Crumbs. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. The album release party begins at 7 Saturday night at Prairie Street Live in Fayetteville. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 at the door. The Crumbs are also scheduled to perform at the Fort Smith Symphony's concert December 5th. More information available at facebook.com/thecrumbsmusic.